Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us this Thursday morning for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Coming up, Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Recreation Director. Much to discuss this morning with him, and our conversation will begin right after these words.
We're celebrating our 28th anniversary with a new Bronco Sport giveaway during Punch It for Bucks and Broncos at Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Punch the board and win over $4,000 in big bucks and 2,800 entries to boost your chances to win a Ford Bronco Sport every Friday and Sunday in March. Plus, don't miss Bronco Billy's bonus rounds where you can earn double the bucks. Be sure to join us on Saturdays for a special anniversary 28-time entry multiplier. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon. More winners, more often.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chessman, your host, and joining me this morning, Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Rec Director. Liam, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. You are trying for a grant to make improvements at Roy Raley Park. If you get the grant, what are the things that need to be done?
Yeah, the biggest thing down there is that the concrete pad where the ice rink sits is failing. So we had some ground-penetrating radar down there, and there's about a 3-inch void under part of the rink and an inch void under most of it. So the concrete's cracking, and it's kind of caving in, and really all that's holding it together right now, I think, is the rebar. And so obviously that's not really good for the ice rink, and it's really not good for pickleball or basketball or the other sports that we want to play on it. So the goal would be, if we are successful with the grant, and we're by no means counting our chickens because there are a lot of people apply for this grant, and it's a very competitive process. But we want to redo that concrete slab and have really nice pickleball courts on it for the summer months with nets and all of the good stuff that you need to play pickleball. And then set the ice rink coils in the concrete, because right now anyone that's walked by while we're doing setup or tear down, we have a bunch of 20-year-old rubber tubes, hundreds of them, that run across the whole rink, and the glycol is pumped through those, and that's how you chill the rink down, and you spray water over the top and it freezes layer at a time. Our hope would be to sink coils into the concrete itself, which would allow us to be a lot quicker with setup and tear down, a lot more efficient, less chance of them getting damaged, you know, by a, you know, unfortunately when the ice gets a little thin, you know, an ice skate can clip a coil or they pop a joint. And then like we had this year, we had a leak that's expensive. You know, when you have a leak and you lose all your glycol, you got to reorder all the glycol, and that's fairly expensive. So yeah, we're really excited about that part of the project. We're also going to fix up the playground border. So the small playground over there at Roy Raley, the border's wooden, like in a lot of the borders we have around the playground, that's starting to rot and it needs to be replaced with a nice concrete border, and then do some repairs and painting at the restroom over there as well.
And any idea when you might hear whether or not you have been approved for the grant?
Yeah, there's multiple steps yet. So sometime around June, at the end of June, early July, we'll have to go for an in-person presentation. So we'll have to give our sales pitch to the grant committee. Then we should find out in the fall time.
And are there any needs for repair or reconstruction at other parks in the city?
Very much so. We have a massive amount of deferred maintenance we're trying to work our way through. Most of the hard surface sports courts in town were put in a long time ago, and those are all pretty much failing or already failed now. So we need to, you know, try to work our way through fixing those. Unfortunately, the amount of money it costs to replace a hard surface tennis court or basketball court, it's just a lot of money that we don't have in the annual operating budget. So we really have to rely on things like this, like large grants and opportunities like that, that only come up every couple of years. This grant in particular requires a 40% match. So we have to come up with 40% matching funds. So even coming up with those matching funds, we can only do a grant like this every few years. So it's going to be a long time for us to get around and replace all of the things that need replacing in town. But we're diligently trying. We've done a lot over the last few years. If you remember, about 5 years ago, we replaced three new playgrounds. So we did May Sherwood and Aldrich Parks with brand new playgrounds. A couple of years ago, when the flood came through, we ripped out the playground that got flooded at Community Park, and that got reset and reopened last year with all new concrete borders, new pad, new surfacing, all of that. And then we've got two or three more playgrounds that are on our list of ones that we're looking for grants and funding to replace and rehab.
Is there still work to be done at Till Taylor? I know that there was a lot that went into redoing that park.
Yeah, that's mostly done now, although we are going to be shutting down the dog park for the month of April. That's going to be something we're going to do annually for the next few years at least. So we're going to go in and overseed, aerate, and really try to get that grass back to being really healthy. Dog parks always take a beating. The grass has a hard time, but especially that one, since a lot of that grass was brand new. So if you remember, there used to be a playground in that area, and we had to seed it, and most of that grass got killed, or trampled out to where it's just mud right now. So we're going to go and reseed again and hope to really get that established, and it's probably going to take a few years before that grass has got that really healthy, strong root system that can sustain the beating that it gets at the dog park.
It may be a rumor, but we're told it's spring and summer is coming soon. What does Parks and Rec have to do to get ready for the warmer months?
So there's a lot of things we do. So one of the things we hear a lot is about why restrooms close for the winter. So we have a few restrooms that are fully heated and can run all winter long, but most of our restrooms are not. Most of our restrooms don't have heaters and can't operate through the winter, because obviously if we try to leave the water on and we get a hard frost, all the pipes are going to burst and that restroom is going to be down. So one of the things we do in the spring is we go around and we open up all of those restrooms. That's happened this last week, and we're actually a little ahead of schedule as far as getting those open. So most of the restrooms are open. There's a couple we still have plumbing issues with. So kind of like anything else, you start it up for the year and some of them come right up, and others, like, they spray water everywhere and you're like, oh, that's not good. So we've got a few that we're still working on. We have so at Pioneer Park, for example, one of the sides of the restroom is closed. There is one restroom open there, so folks just need to walk around to the other side. But there's a plumbing issue there where someone's flushed something or something's stuck down there, that one side's having some issues. So we see that quite a lot in parks. Unfortunately, a lot of folks don't respect the facility, and they flush all kinds of things that shouldn't be flushed down a toilet. And you would be amazed the things we have had plumbers pull out of public restrooms. And unfortunately, then that closes the restroom down until we can get it fully snaked out and repaired. Other stuff we're doing this spring, as I reported last time I was on the show, I think we've installed a new irrigation system that we were in the process of buying and putting in. The crew have been out this week starting to test that system. We're really excited about it. It gives us the ability to control the irrigation by a cell phone or an iPad, which is huge. It saves a lot of time of folks having to drive around to each park. In the spring, we still have to do the irrigation startup, which is what they've been doing. So we go to the park, we fire up the irrigation, we test all the zones to make sure it's running, then we make repairs. There's always something broken, right? There's, pretty much any time, especially with the size of the irrigation system we have at parks. I mean, there is, I think Grecian Heights Park has 24 irrigation zones. So if you think about that, each one has multiple irrigation heads on each zone, and it only takes one person driving, a little off and clipping one of those with a tire or something, and that's broken that, or just the natural movement of the earth and gophers and everything else that destroys park systems. So when we fire it up in the spring, there usually is a bunch of things. Okay, so here's the list of things we have to go around and fix or readjust, or any of that type of stuff. So yeah, spring's a busy time for us. And then we're also doing some repair projects. Today, the crew are going out replacing some wooden benches that had decayed and some structures like that that we had done that work over the winter. So sometimes we'll go and we'll, so in this case, we had some benches that we knew the wood was rotten out. So we went and cut and painted all of the boards and stuff over the winter. And now they're going to go out and put those in place.
All right. Talking this morning with Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Rec Director. We're going to take a break. Back with more. Stay with us.
No hot water? Head to Zimmerman & Company True Value for help. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
When you find your electric water heater is no longer heating your water, you can replace the electrodes with a wide variety of electrodes that we carry here in stock.
What about if you do need to replace your water heater?
We do carry water heaters, generally 40 and 50 gallon type, and we usually have them in stock.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Attention Pendleton residents. The city of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The city of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the One Room Cabin or the Union Pacific Caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Penner and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. There was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all. I don't even know it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Rec Director. And Liam, what kind of youth activities do you have planned for the rest of this spring and for summer?
Oh, we've got a bunch of stuff, probably too much to list it all off, but definitely check out our website and Facebook. A couple I want to mention specifically, though, so we do have our annual Mother-Son event, which is the Mother-Son Superhero Training, so that's a really fun one if you haven't seen it. So you get the moms and the little sons, and they dress up in their superhero outfits, and this year they're going to have a whole bunch of fun activities for them set out at the rec center. So that's going to be on April 15th. So tickets are available now. Call the office to sign up or go online. We do have almost all of our rec programs are available for registration online now. So that's a real convenient way folks can do that on their own at home, you know, when it fits their schedule, because obviously you can sign up online at 10 o'clock at night where you can't do that in the office. If you do have any problems, sometimes our online system glitches, especially if a kid's age is entered incorrectly or something like that, then it'll say, oh, the kid's too young or too old to be a part of the program. Just give us a call in our office. Stuff will help you get signed up there and fix any problems you're having.
And what adult activities are going on at Parks and Rec?
So we have some fun stuff coming up. The one I really am excited about, so I'm fully biased on this one, so I'll declare that right off the bat. So one of the things I do on my weekends is I scuba dive, and I took, so this is how I got started, is I took the scuba class that we had at the pool 2 years ago, and since then I've been doing it pretty much every weekend. So we're bringing that scuba class back at the Aquatic Center again this year. It's a great chance to get scuba certified here in Pendleton. You know, if you miss the class here, you can drive up to Tri-Cities. That's where the shop we're working with is located out of. But obviously, you've got, you know, what is that, 50, 100-mile drive every time to go get scuba certified, where here you can do it right here in town. It's usually three classes in the pool, three or four, depending on how the class is doing. And then they'll do open water checkout dives out at somewhere like either Lake Chelan, or they'll go over to the coast, usually sometimes in the Columbia. But it's a really fun class, and it's something that, you know, it's surprising how much of it you can do here in the Northwest. Like, you know, I didn't really realize, you know, everyone thinks it's just something you do on tropical vacations, but we just this last weekend went up and dove Olawa Lake, and it's beautiful, clear water. And as long as you can handle a little bit of the cold, there's great diving here. And they teach you all about the right, you know, exposure gear and stuff you want to use. The other thing I forgot to mention on the youth program side, if we can jump back real quick, because sure. I forgot, T-ball registration is currently running. So we took over the youth T-ball program here in town a couple of years ago. So make sure folks get in and signed up for that if you want. And again, you can register online or in our office.
All right. Yeah. Wow. T-ball, scuba diving, and the mother-son superhero. That's just some of the activities. Be sure to check out the Parks and Rec website for all the other things that they have planned. Well, Liam, the time for Wild West Beer Fest is getting closer. What is planned for that event, and who benefits from this fundraiser?
Yeah, that's a really great one. So that's a fundraiser for our youth scholarship program. They're low-income scholarships that can be used for any of our recreation programs. The biggest user of that is our after-school program. So it's, we always say you can drink beer and help the kids. So it's a great day. It's a fundraiser. Please come out, or please consider donating directly to the scholarship program. We can do that as well. We've seen during COVID, obviously, there was a lot of different programs and stuff that could help keep kids in after school programs and stuff like that. With a lot of those money sources drying up, we're seeing the need for those low income scholarships really increasing this year, and we're much higher than we've been on any other year. So we really need that event to be a big success this summer to put some money in the coffers so we can help the low-income families of town be a part of the after-school program, which obviously is really key for working families, that folks can't work to sustain their family if they have to take off work and pick up the kids from school. So it's really an economic driver as much as it is a fun recreation program. And we love it that we see all kinds in that program, right? So the after-school program, you don't just see you're going to see, obviously, the kids from working families. That's what you expect. But what I really love to see is when you have the kid that shows up and their mom or dad is home, and they say, oh, we just sign up the kid because they really love to go. And I love hearing that. That always makes you kind of happy that those kids really enjoy being a part of the program.
Give us the details, date, time, and place for the Wild West Beer Fest.
So Wild West Beer Fest is going to be June 17th at Roy Raley Park. It's a real fun event. We usually start at right around noon, and then we go till 9 p.m. And the music kind of changes throughout the day. The beer selection will change throughout the day. We kind of keep it rotating, so the event kind of evolves as the day runs along. We'll have a lot more about that out end of the next month, though. End of April is when we really do the big push on advertising that event. Other fun thing we've got going on that folks who've stopped by our office have probably noticed, we're doing in the middle of a transition. So we are in the process of transitioning all of our recreation registration over to the recreation center itself. So instead of people coming out to the cemetery to register for T-ball and those type of programs, all of that's going to be done out of the recreation center. And we're really excited about that transition because it's going to create kind of the recreation hub around that center. The library is already doing a fantastic job of getting family activities going there. So you'll be able to go take your kid to story time and then go by and sign up for T-ball right afterwards at the rec center. And we're not fully operational yet, so we've got limited office hours over at the rec center right now, and then we still got our regular office hours over at the cemetery office. But as we migrate, we're going to put some announcements out, and the recreation office will be open a full work day. And it's going to have slightly different hours than our standard office, so that's going to hopefully help some folks out be able to register.
All right, good to know. Talking this morning with Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Rec Director. We're going to take another break. Back with more. Stay with us.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Falling is one of the biggest risks to the health and well-being of older adults, as every year, 36 million seniors suffer a fall. If you're concerned about falling, either for yourself or a loved one, here at McKay Creek Estates, we're holding free fall risk evaluations throughout the month of April. Our team will meet with you or a loved one and spend time going over risk factors that could exist for you to consider. To learn more, visit us online at prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at AlaskaAir.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back with Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Rec Director. And Liam, how are things at the Aquatic Center?
Things are busy. So the Aquatic Center is an interesting one because it's kind of like if you left your car in the driveway for all winter and then you fire it up in the summer, and there's always going to be something, right? So the pool, a lot of people don't really think about it because they're always there in the summer and they think about it being just a summer thing. Well, the work started months ago at the pool, getting ready for this summer. And so this last week, crews from the Facilities Department and Public Works Department, thank you guys, came out and cut out a big pipe in the bottom of the mechanical room. So that's a return line from the dive pool that had rusted out, so we're having to change out this giant pipe and break concrete and do some of that stuff. We also have a contractor that's going to be in working on the leisure pool, so we had a pipe break under the leisure pool that we're working on right now, and we put out those of you that follow the council minutes will see that we put out a contract for someone to come in and help us repair that because it's pretty specialist work. It's going to involve cutting the bottom of the pool and relaying lines and jets under the pool, so we've got Anderson Pool Works is the contractor we're working with on that. They were on site last week doing some pressure testing, and they'll be back to do the demolition phase here coming up in the next week or so.
Talk about staffing for the Aquatic Center. I imagine there's going to be lifeguard training, folks working, I guess, the concession stand, summer jobs, that kind of thing.
Excellent. Thanks for the segue on that one. Yeah, we are. The lifeguard class starts up in April. So if anyone wants to be a lifeguard for the pool, get in touch with Jeff Hamilton. We do have the jobs posted on our city website. We have a variety of jobs from front desk through lifeguarding and concession sales. Then the pool passes are on sale. So if you want to get your discounted family pool pass, we are selling those right now. You can avoid the rush and do it now. Obviously, you can buy those once the pool opens. But if anyone's been to the pool the first couple of weeks, there's a line all the way out the door, so it's definitely much better to do it now, and you can get it, and then you can cruise right in there once you get there on the first day and everyone's ready to go swimming.
And remind us when the Aquatic Center will open for the season.
Yeah, so we're opening on June 10th, I believe. Catch me out. You always catch me on a couple of dates. I have to work on my memory before I get here every time. So it's the Saturday after school gets out every year. It's usually when we open the pool, and then swimming lessons. We're start registration for swimming lessons at the end of May. We'll have that date out here in the next week. We're going to do the usual big kind of swim lesson registration night, although this year that'll shift over to the recreation center. We're going to hold it there for a little more space. And again, we're going to be showcasing that new office we're running out of the recreation center. But yeah, we're really excited for another pool season, but there's a lot of work to do between now and June.
How is the Adopt a Park program doing?
Good. So that's one we actually got to revamp. That's one that has been on our list for a while to really kind of give a new breath of fresh air too. We've got some really dedicated volunteers that are doing great jobs right now. We're really appreciative to those folks that help us out, because obviously mostly our crews go to each park once a week. So that's really what we can do. Each of our full-time guys has 5 to 10 parks that they maintain for all areas. So we have 22 parks in the city, but we have an additional 17 or so areas that we maintain that, like, we do the grounds at City Hall, we do the grounds at the Convention Center, and a bunch of places like that that aren't technically parks, but our crew have to maintain. So with that kind of workload, they don't get to be in the park every day. So the volunteers are really crucial. So we have folks that, you know, walk their dog at a certain park every day, and they spot things and they help pick up trash, or they help pick up clean up graffiti and little things like that. So if anyone wants to volunteer, definitely get in touch with us. It's a really beneficial program for the town, and is really appreciated.
I got a couple minutes of left here on this program, and I want to go back to something you had mentioned earlier, and that is that you've kind of taken up yourself scuba diving, and that Parks and Rec is offering scuba diving. But you were telling me in the break some of the places you've had the opportunity to scuba dive in here in the Northwest. Just remind us a little bit the different opportunities, you know, once you're certified, where you can go within a short drive of Pendleton.
Oh, there's amazing stuff. I mean, you can go over to the Puget Sound. We did that a couple of weeks ago, and you can see, like, giant Pacific octopus that, you know, which go up to 7 or 8 feet across, and wolf eels, which are really cool because they have a face that looks kind of like an old man because they're all gnarled and scarred up, which is really fun. I've done crabbing underwater with scuba gear, which is awesome, and then you come up to the surface, you boil up the crab. But the one that a lot of people talk about in our area that's really rare, and it's closed down right now, but I got to be one of the last groups that did it, is there was an old Titan missile silo out by Royal City, Washington, that when they were decommissioning it, they took all the missiles out and everything, of course, but then one of the first things they took out was the sump pumps, and that was a mistake because the thing instantly filled with water and everything else is still left in there. So you can go scuba dive. It was about 100-foot deep dive, and you had to crawl through these tunnels and stuff to get in there through the emergency escape tunnels, and then once you got in there, you got to dive down and swim under the blast doors and stuff like that. It was absolutely spectacular. It's one that people had come from all over the country to dive, and there's so many just great things in the Northwest. I mean, from sunken boats to old, you know, docks, and there's some sheep boats in Lake Chelan. That's one of my favorite dives, with these old kind of hand-carved wooden rafts that were used for transporting sheep, and they're still in great condition, sitting at 80 feet under Lake Chelan. And it's just a great opportunity. So again, shameless plug, because it's what I do for fun. But if anyone wants to take that scuba class at the pool, it's a great opportunity to take it here in Pendleton. And that open water scuba certification is your first step. And then if you're crazy like me, you keep taking classes, you end up with a bunch. It gets very addictive. You get a bunch of classes in, and you take different levels of certification, and you can really take it as far as you want to go.
I imagine scuba divers, at least with the inland Northwest, are a close-knit group. So once they get certified, you know, going out with your buddies or friends or colleagues to check out some of the spots that you mentioned, I imagine that's something folks could do.
We do, and we have a fantastic dive group that's out of there. So the Undersea Adventures Shop in Tri-Cities, they have a fantastic dive club that's got hundreds of members. Some of them just do the tropical dive trips where they go on vacations together, and they have a group of people they can meet up with and do it. And then there's the rest of us that are, there's a sort of a small group of us that are fairly dedicated cold water divers, and we dive somewhere deep, dark, and scary pretty much every weekend, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I haven't done the scuba diving, but the snorkeling in parts of Mexico, seeing the moray eels coming out of you know, their hiding places and stuff, it is a adventure for sure. Well, Liam Hughes, City of Pendleton Parks and Rec Director, thanks for joining us this morning. And again, go to the website, all kinds of youth activities and adult activities, the scuba class and much more, T-ball, the mother-son superhero. You got lifeguard training coming up. I know I'm missing some other things, but there's a lot to do and a lot to see with Pendleton Parks and Rec. So check out their website. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow. Everybody have a terrific Thursday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.